E torniamo in diretta con appunto Kamal. Hi Kamal, do you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We hear you very well. So hi, we introduced your situation before, but if you want to start with just to introduce yourself and your where are you now, where are you from, and what's your situation now?
Okay. First, I'm really very honored to be in Blackout Radio. My name is Kamal Sheikh Youssef. I was living in Nur Shams Camp. I am originally from 48, but you know that they made Palestinians from 48 refugees, and we used to live in camps in West Bank. I need to talk about the suffering in the camps, especially because I used to live in Nur Shams camp. Actually, the suffering starts since birth, that they just want to make the refugees suffering again by generations. I mean, since the birth, they always starting to do like raids, arrest campaigns, and trying to killing people, make their life difficult. But this time, like 3 years ago, everything changed. The attacks, the raids became really worst. The raids before, I used to see when I was a child, it was like arresting, killing, something like that. But 3 years ago till now, it became really worse. They start to destroy houses, killing as much as they can, destroy the water system, like all the life aspects were completely destroyed. The raids 3 years ago till now was like maximum 1 to 3 days raid, keep like 1 to 3 days. But the last raid, which is still happening till now, it was really, really, really worst.
Okay, I just translate briefly.
We just don't get where are you now and where are you from?
I'm from Tulkarem, West Bank. Okay. Now I'm living in a village in Iktaba, because sadly my house in Nur Shams camp was destroyed.
Okay, thank you. It's just because we don't know the names of the places, so it's been a little bit difficult. Anyway, I translate shortly. Ci ringraziava per... Era felice, ci diceva di essere felice di essere in contatto con noi. Lui viene dalla West Bank, dalla Cisgiordania, di Tulkarem. Al momento si trova nel villaggio di Iktaba. E quello che ci raccontava prima era che, mentre chiaramente per tutta la sua vita non è che gli attacchi non ci sono stati, a partire da 3 anni fa la situazione è molto peggiorata e i raid sono stati sempre più violenti.
Si dice che prima di 3 anni fa i raid duravano di solito da 1 a 3 giorni, invece adesso durano molto di più e sono ben peggio.
Ok, Kamal, you can go on.
Yeah, the raids before, it was lasting maximum 3 days. Like during 3 days, a lot of families were being have so many issues, like less water, less food. Sometimes they are losing their relatives, their sons, by Israeli soldiers. But the raid 1 month and a half ago, it was really, really different. Since Trump became a president, everything has changed. Since month and a half, this attack has not stopped. Many civilians have been killed. More than 20,000 Palestinians have been displaced. And the life in the city completely stopped also. I myself lost my house. It was really heartbreaking to stand on the top of the mountain watching my house and my memories, all my childhood being like turned to dust. Also, I want to add something. They are displacing so many people from the camps. Like the camps almost empty. The displaced people are living now in schools, which is supposed to be for education, but even education and work all stopped. Like we are living now, we are not doing anything. We're just watching this raid, like we are just watching destruction and killing. We're just waiting till the end.
And sorry. Appunto, prima di 3 anni fa, magari appunto le famiglie per 3 giorni consecutivi subivano moltissimi danni e gli veniva data magari meno acqua, meno cibo, e dei parenti venivano arrestati, assassinati. Chiaramente da quello che sta succedendo da 1 mese e mezzo e che gli attacchi sono ancora più gravi, ci dice che uno dei fattori è che moltissimi palestinesi vengono spostati, stanno spostando molte persone dai campi. Ha dato un dato: 20.000 palestinesi sono stati spostati. Gli chiederemo poi magari, se vuoi farlo tu, se questo è un dato dall'inizio della guerra, del genocidio, o se è un dato, non so, vabbè.
Ah, no, integravo, sono stati spostati nelle scuole. Quindi lui dice che praticamente le scuole ora non sono più adibite a quello che dovrebbero fare, l'istruzione, l'educazione, eccetera, ma sono diventate come dei campi profughi, dei nuovi campi profughi.
Fino al momento in cui magari non verranno comunque individuate come residenze di Hamas e quindi verranno distrutte come gli ospedali, vabbè. E comunque quello che ci aggiungeva è che secondo me a noi serve per immaginarci la situazione e per contribuire a questa lotta, è che non stanno potendo fare niente. Cioè loro stanno, diciamo nel caso più grave, chiaramente vengono arrestati, uccisi, la normalità è che non possano fare niente e che stiano a guardare la distruzione della loro terra. Ok, thank you. You can go on.
Yeah, also I want to say something. They are trying to hide the truth of the things that are happening in West Bank always. So I want to clear one point. The war did not start with Gaza. The war has always been against all Palestinians in Gaza and West Bank. Israeli army use advanced weapons and robots in their raids to kill Palestinians to promote their weapons to other countries. I just want to tell you that as Palestinians, we are denied all human rights. For them, we are nothing. We are just a tool to market their weapons and test their advanced technology.
Sorry.
Okay.
e questo chiaramente magari da queste frequenze lo sappiamo, quello che ci ha detto è che stanno cercando di nascondere la verità. La guerra non è iniziata con Gaza, la guerra è sempre stata contro tutti i palestinesi, contro tutte le palestinesi, e ci ricorda che come persona palestinese non ha nessun diritto umano. Yes.
Yeah, I want to tell you that they are always trying to hide the truth that they are also have a war in West Bank by focusing on Gaza, but the ceasefire on Gaza doesn't mean that the war in West Bank has stopped. No, the war is still going since the beginning of the occupation till this moment. And I already got a news that they announced that they're gonna destroy 17 more houses in Nur Shams camp, And unfortunately, we're gonna see a lot of people standing on that mountain watching their houses while being destroyed. So yeah, they are just trying to make a new refugees who are always was refugees before. So it's all just by the generations. The generation before struggled and they were kicked by their from their land, and the new generation is suffering again, and it's gonna keep so long.
Ci dice appunto il cessate il fuoco a Gaza non significa per la Cisgiordania il cessate il fuoco, in realtà non significa, abbiamo ben visto, neanche per Gaza. Ci racconta che la lotta per loro non è di certo iniziata negli ultimi 42 giorni, ma è una resistenza che va avanti da sempre, sono generazioni e generazioni di resistenza, e non sembra che si stia fermando, evidente che continuerà.
The plan that they are now doing in the camps, especially in Torsham's camp and in Tulkarm camp, they are trying to make a new roads, which is they're gonna destroy so many houses as they can, as much as they can, to make a new roads, wide roads for the tanks to move easily inside the camps. And they just want to stay in the camps and kick all these people. And they announced that they're gonna stay in the camps for 1 year. That means so many people, thousands of people, so thousands of refugees will stay outside of their houses. They made so many homeless. So many people have no houses right now.
Il piano che stanno portando avanti per i campi è che fondamentalmente hanno distrutto tutto il campo di Tulkarm, per esempio, hanno distrutto molti campi profughi, hanno distrutto le case per fare delle strade per muoversi fra i campi. Hanno annunciato che saranno per un anno nel campo, nei campi. Lui penso che si stia riferendo a Tulkarm, ma
e a Nurcham.
Ok, e hanno annunciato appunto che staranno lì per un anno. Abbiamo visto anche su altri canali, no, scusate, non è una traduzione di quello che ha detto, però abbiamo visto, grazie al cielo è arrivato anche alle nostre latitudini, che appunto i militari entrano e prendono le case che rimangono in piedi e ci vanno a vivere dentro. Appunto hanno annunciato che staranno nei campi per un anno. Yes.
Yeah, and I want to add something also. They also, the things that happened also in West Bank, which is a new, since Trump became president, they announced that they're gonna make a new settlements. They're gonna get rid of the PA. They just want to steal the remaining land from the West Bank. Yeah, that means that even the land, which is this, it's supposed to be for us in West Bank, they're gonna steal it. And I have also a message for Italian people. I wish you can know more about Palestine, what is going on in West Bank. Let as much as you can more people know about what is going on. Do a protest, escalate back home, just try to come here to Palestine to see in your eyes what is going on exactly.
Yep. Quello che ci ha detto è che una cosa nuova sta succedendo da quando Trump si è insediato, ovvero che hanno annunciato di costruire nuovi settlement, nuove colonie, e quindi diciamo oltre a essere spostate, a essere distrutte le case, anche la terra che è rimasta sarà rubata da Israele e dai coloni. Poi ci lancia un appello, un invito, chiaramente di continuare a parlare e a manifestare per la Palestina e ad andare quando per vedere con i nostri occhi che cosa sta facendo Israele.
Yeah, if you have any questions, I'm willing to answer any question you want.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you what the army and colony colons I don't know the name in English. I coloni. Mm-hmm. Colons, I think. People with settlement. What they do in particular when they arrive, for example, to your home, to your family, what happened to in like the day when it happened?
Yeah, when they reach anyone's house, they start to call with speakers. Everyone should leave this house. If no one answered them, they're gonna bomb the door. They're gonna attack the house. They will start shooting people inside. They will start beating them up. And also even the houses from inside, they're gonna start destroying the furnitures. All your memories, like pictures of anything, they're gonna start to just ruin everything inside. So it's like a punishment that you didn't listen to them and you didn't get outside of your house.
Okay. Appunto arrivano e con gli altoparlanti annunciano che tutti se ne devono andare, che la casa verrà distrutta, e se le persone non se ne vanno liberamente iniziano a sparare, iniziano a distruggere le provviste dall'interno, nel senso che immaginiamo le provviste di acqua e di cibo, di ogni altra cosa, vengono distrutte, insomma le persone vengono fatte uscire.
And I want to add something that it happens with my relatives. My aunt has a son who has special needs. He has a Down, and they called their house like they were calling them by speaker to leave the house, and she couldn't get out. And the dozer, the D9, started to destroy the house while that family inside.
Allora, adesso ci diceva anche che le persone che non possono lasciare la casa perché hanno magari delle disabilità. Were you referring to people who have a disability, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Quindi non possono lasciare la casa, la risposta delle milizie israeliane è quella di tutto il vario esercito paramilitare delle colonie, è quella di distruggere la casa al proprio interno, quindi insomma un'azione di tipo punitivo rispetto a chi proprio dal punto di vista fisico non riesce a eseguire quelli che sono gli ordini che loro impongono. Do you want to add something on this?
Yeah, the thing that happened that at the end we called the Red Crescent. And alhamdulillah, they could get them out, but they took the four houses of my relatives as military bases. Until now, they have a lot of snipers in these houses.
Wow, ci racconta che appunto già solo nella sua famiglia sono state prese quattro case dei suoi parenti e dentro ci sono delle basi militari. And what about resistance?
The resistance in the camps.
Resistance.
The resistance in the camp, they when like when they used to live in the situation like that, they started in every way to start to resist and like preventing these soldiers to destroy in the camps, and they created as a groups. They start creating bombs. They start trying shooting with their like with weapons, and sadly, the resistance almost in the camps has ended. They killed everyone there. But even with these fighters inside the camp, the Israeli soldiers were using an excuse that there are fighters to kill children and women. And when they announced in their page that they were saying we already killed a resistance fighter, so they used that excuse to kill more Palestinians.
Okay, and in reference to this, you think that international presence may help it, or they kill them anyway?
You mean internationals?
I think yes. I translated before what you said, and then I start again with you. Diceva appunto quale resistenza, nel senso nei campi i palestinesi provano a costruirsi delle bombe, a costruirsi delle armi per reagire alla violenza dello Stato di Israele, però anche la resistenza nei campi viene messa in ginocchio dal fatto che le persone che resistono vengono uccise e arrestate, e vengono uccise, e se non vengono uccise loro vengono uccise i bambini e le donne. E quindi gli chiedevo, dato che magari appunto la nostra presenza potrebbe essere più attenzionata dai media, ma poi sappiamo che vale un cazzo comunque, dai media internazionali, se magari la nostra presenza potrebbe evitare che loro siano ulteriormente massacrate. I don't know if you want to add something, Anna. No. So Kamal, I was trying to ask you if the presence of solidarity movements or other solidarity people may help, and what's happening with that part of resistance.
You mean the international helping the resistance?
Yes, resistance.
It's actually, there is a lot of ways to resist. It's not necessary to hold a gun and fight against them. But as internationals, being here and witness about what is happening inside the camps, it's actually a big resistance. And yeah, like last few days, they just don't care about internationals, and they just try to move them away. But it actually helps a little bit that they can do many things that they did before, like killing children in front of their eyes or something like that, because they know everything gonna be recorded and shared about. So yeah, being here as internationals gonna help. Yeah, gonna make the situation less dangerous for Palestinians.
Okay, thank you. Ci diceva, ci sono molti modi per resistere, non è necessario prendere in mano un'arma per resistere, però Chiaramente quello che sta succedendo nei campi è una grossa resistenza, ma negli ultimi giorni per esempio ci diceva non hanno fatto neanche caso alla presenza di internazionali, hanno ucciso bambini e non bambini davanti ai loro occhi. Chiaro, dice, la presenza comunque di internazionali continua ad essere utile, fondamentale per limitare la violenza.
And from the point of view of international solidarity, there is a message who arrived at the radio mobile phone, who says a big, huge, supportive hug to all the Palestinians, especially the displaced ones. So this is direct to you.
Sorry.
There is a message of solidarity who arrived at the radio at the phone of the radio, who says a big huge supportive hug to all the Palestinian, especially the displaced one.
Yeah, thank you.
So if you want to add something, otherwise we can stay in contact for the next weeks. If you want to speak with us again or to write us, we can directly give the information on our radio.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for hosting me in Blackout Radio. I really appreciate it. Yeah,
thank
and
you.
Of course. Once there is another speak, I'm willing actually to speak more about Palestine.
Thank you.
And thank you so much.
Thank you very much,
Kamal. A big hug. Bye.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
To worry about getting old.